Butcher, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And nobody knows the trouble I've seen. James Moody's becoming one of our regulars, and that must be good news. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Recorded, of course, by Rudy Van Gelder in New Jersey. The resultant album was on Prestige and called Moody, a name that was his usual term of address thereafter. Jan 55, Moody alto on that particular track, tenor on most of the others on the LP. Dave Burns trumpet, William Shepherd trombone, Numa Pee-wee Moore on baritone, Jimmy Boyd piano, John Latham bass, Clarence Johnson drums. Here's someone I saw live at the recent Ronnie Scott's International Piano Trio Festival in August. Thank you. Pianist Cyrus Chestnut was in fine form at Ronnie Scott's, full house for both of the nights he played there. Cyrus is a very religious man, and this solo piano Atlantic album that we've just heard, recorded in April 96, is all of hymns, spirituals and carols, and goes under the wonderful title of Blessed Quietness, something that I would indeed have prayed for that evening at Scott's as we sat about a foot away from the drums of Lenny White and for the earlier trio Mark Montasir. And we've just heard What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Let's segue straight into a Buster Williams number, as he was indeed the bassist with Cyrus Chestnut just the other week. The Swiss TCOB label and recorded Jan 98, this bassist Buster Williams-led quartet is all of Buster's own compos. It's called Lost in a Memory, and that was the opening track, A Different Place. Stefan Harris, vibes. We're playing the vibes a lot nowadays. Jerry Allen, piano, and the drummer was the one who was with Cyrus at the recent Ronnie Scott's gig, Lenny White. In the liner notes from 98, Buster talks of turning 50 and how he intends to be more focused, more pronounced, have his career move in an ascending fashion. Well, 18 years later, Buster, so far, so good. It's Ellington time, literally, octoclock rock.
Yeah.
Octoclock Rock, and that became a regular song at gigs for the Ellington Band in the mid-late 60s. This version of it missed the cut for the eventual Billy Strayhorn tribute LP, and his mother called him Bill. But, whilst it didn't make the final playlist for the LP, I will nerdily tell you it was included on the 8-track cassette version of the album. Wow. And I'm certain you're a much better person for that particular piece of information. Next, a very young Tio Dros Avery. Tio to his chums. Teodros Avery was only 20 when he recorded this GRP album with Rudy Van Gelder in June 94. In fact, he turned 21 just 3 days after completing this, his first album as a leader, and recorded before he graduated from Berklee School of Music. He studied classical guitar first before switching to alto, then tenor and soprano. Teo wrote all the songs on this album. We heard One to Love. Fellow Berklee students made up his then band. Charles Craig, piano, Reuben Rogers, bass, Mark Simmons, drums. Plus, trumpeter Roy Hargrove joins them for 3 songs. And now, a new name for us, singer Robin McKell. Let's see how quickly you can recognise this song.
I pick up the price of the church when weddings happen. I'm an old Ricky. I've been in my face of a dime and I don't know which way is and when. I see all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? I'm singing all the lonely people. Tell me, where do they all come from? Eleanor. He's wiping the dirt from his hands. What does he care? But no one comes there. Look at him working. He's grinding his socks and like he's doing the cat. Nobody is there. Oh, the lonely people. Where do they all come from? I'm singing all the lonely, lonely people. Tell me, where do they all come from?
Robin McKell is perhaps more a soul singer than jazz, although she has previously recorded a couple of excellent big band albums. She's yet another graduate of Berklee, and she studied piano and French horn for many years, but it's as a cross-genre singer that we know her best. That was, as you spotted immediately, the Lennon-McCartney, but mainly McCartney song, Eleanor Rigby, recorded in July-August 2010. Adam Kippel, organ, Xavier Davis, piano, Scott Harrell, trumpet, Michael Tucker, tenor, Mark Gross, alto, Jeff Galindo, trombone, Tim Lefebvre, electric bass, and Mark McLean, drums. Lenny Popkin's trio is next, and he's live. I'm Recorded live at the Intone Festival in Austria in May 2009, and that was the American tenor man Lenny Popkin, a New Yorker by birth, but now residing in France, just outside Paris. Supported there by Gilles Naturel on bass and Philippe Suara drums. And by the way, Lenny Popkin often has his own wife playing the drums in his trio. She's Carol Tristano, daughter of the legendary Lenny. And we've just heard These Foolish Things, played very quietly. Back to the 50s. Thank you. Let's Do It, great advice from Bud Freeman on a New York July 55 recorded eponymous LP. Bud on tenor, Ruby Braff trumpet, Ken Kenny piano, Al Hall bass and George Wetling drums. I say eponymous, there's also a version of this very same LP out called Newport News. It's very easy to dismiss someone of Bud Freeman's vintage. After all, he made his first recording back in 1928. So, for a very long time, he was always thought of as a Dixieland tenor, the Dixieland tenor. But then he fully embraced swing, although he ignored the bebop revolution. He was genuinely an original. But talking of bebop and vibes... Bebop, a Dizzy Gillespie compo, here performed by the British multi-instrumentalist Victor Feldman. He started very young. He played drums in a trio with his two brothers when only 7. He then played with most of the British big names of his era, late 40s, early 50s, before emigrating to the US in 55, and there enjoyed considerable success as a leader and as a sideman, with the likes of Woody, Miles, Cannonball and Goodman. This contemporary LP, called The Arrival of Victor Feldman, heralds his early success in the US. That was Bebop with the famous bassist Scott LaFara and drummer Stan Levy. Hammond B3 time with brother Jack McDuff. WAP!
Thank you.
WAP, a Brother Jack McDuff compo from a brilliant prestige LP called The Honey Dripper, recorded in New York in Feb 61. Just one of about 20 equally good prestige LPs he made before he switched over to Atlantic Records in 66. All of these prestige LPs have fantastic cover photos. I'm very wary of even attempting to try to describe the photos, except to say this is just a black and white photo of Brother Jack McDuff, a black guy with blonde wavy hair. He is so, so cool. McDuff on Hammond organ, Jimmy Forrest tenor, Grant Green guitar, Ben Dixon drums. WAP is inevitably followed by Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Thank you.
And I thought, why not? Let's invite Cyrus Chestnut back again for more solo piano work. Paul Simon's inspirational Bridge Over Troubled Water, recorded by Cyrus, July 2008. And again, this album is a spiritual, religious recording. Of the 14 tracks here, 12 have religious association, sometimes absolutely head-on, as in the Lord's Prayer or How I Love Jesus. Others are spirituals. Bridge Over Troubled Water being one of the two exceptions, with Bill Withers' Lean On Me, but both somehow become imbued with his religious beliefs. And next, an old fave of ours, contender for biggest fave.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Arlen's classic Over the Rainbow, written in 1939 for the film The Wizard of Oz with the young Judy Garland. Lyrics by E.Y. Harburg. Amazingly, the decision was made to drop Over the Rainbow from the film. Luckily for everybody, it was reinstated and a standard was born, and it won the Oscar that year. The leader of this hi-hat, late 86, early 87 recorded LP, is tenor man Greg Marvin, his second as a leader. And by the way, he studied with the legendary Lenny Tristano, who we mentioned earlier. And for me, this is still his best ever album. He was just 30 when he recorded it. Helped, of course, a whole bunch by Hank Jones piano, George Mraz bass, and Billy Higgins drums. That's some rhythm section. And next, we go back to 1949. We, or rather I, tend to think of groovy or groove as a modernish word. The 60s, certainly. Nope, it was big in 49. That's The Groovy Thing, recorded in Philadelphia in November 49. Melvin Sax Gill on baritone, usually just called Sax Gill, with a band of unknowns, I'm afraid. That's The Groovy Thing had been a hit for Earl Bostick as a vocal, but no such luck for Sax Gill, despite his obvious talents, and he remained virtually unknown in jazz. Originally, this was recorded for the Gotham label, and it was reissued in 1988 on the Crazy Cat label, both spelt with a K. Here's our closer. It's a song called TTT, 12-tone tune written by Bill Evans, but played here in Feb 86 in Milan by the Italian pianist Enrico Pieranunzi and his two American trio members, Mark Johnson bass and Joey Barron drums. This soul note LP is called Deep Down. There's a single photo of the three of them on the LP back cover. Wow, I can only hope it was more fun recording than the photo suggests. TTT. Thank you. As always, many, many thanks for listening to these carefully, meticulously chosen records from my own collection. And I also hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.